October 3rd, 1907. How one's own self renders God a slave. As I was in my usual state, blessed Jesus would not come, and I was tormented by the pain of his privation. And not only by this, but by the thought that my state of victim might no longer be will of God. I seemed to have become nauseating before God, worthy only of being abhorred. Then, while I was thinking of this, he came for just a little and told me, "My daughter, one who chooses his own self, even for one instant, represses grace, becomes the master of himself, and renders God a slave." And then he added, "The will of God makes one take the divine possession, but obedience is the key to open the door and enter this possession." Having said this, he disappeared.